Boker Tov, good morning everyone. Continuing in Simon Reish Vav 206, the Halacha the Mechaber tells us in Sif Gimel, Kol Eila HaBrachos, Tzarech Shnil Yafsik Bein Bracha La'achila. Anytime you make a bracha on food, you should not interrupt between the moment you finish reciting the bracha and the bite that you take on the food. And the Ramah points out, Yosher Mikdei Dibor, you should not have an interruption more than Kidei Dibor. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, being bracha la'achila, you shouldn't have any interruptions between the finishing of your bracha and the food that you eat. And he says, the truth is, this halacha really applies b'chol berchas hamitzos, even when, not just the berchas hanen and brachas that we recite over food, but as well to brachas that we recite over mitzvahs, you should make sure there are no interruptions between the conclusion of your bracha and either the eating of the food or the mitzvah that you perform. And the halacha is you should not interrupt, even if you're quiet, yoser mikdei dibor, hainu kidei she'elos tamid l'rav. That means you shouldn't pause the amount of time it takes for a student to greet his rabbi, shalom alecha rabbi. It's the amount of time it takes to say shalom alecha rabbi. So go time that on your stopwatch and see how long that is. It's not very long. The yoser mehachi chashiv hefsek, delaying longer than that is considered an interruption. He says that's when you're, and when we talk about an interruption or a pause, that's when you're talking about b'shtika, when you're quiet. Aval dibar, if you're going to speak between the finishing of your bracha and the moment you take a bite of your apple or you shake your lulav, aval dibar afilu mila achas havi hafsek, even if it's less than that 1.4 seconds of yoser kedei dibar, even if it's one word, that's considered an interruption. Kol shehu letzar chabracha, assuming that whatever you're saying is not directly relevant to the mitzvah and the bracha that you're reciting. There's one other very important difference between being quiet and saying something as an interruption. If a person recites a bracha, wow, the Golden Knights are doing great this year, and then you want to drink, the halacha is you actually need to make a new bracha. That hafsek now blows up your bracha. If you speak after reciting your bracha, but before drinking from your cup of water or shaking your lulav, by speaking, it blows up your bracha, even b'diavad. You need to recite a new bracha. The same for shaking your lulav. However, avol b'shtika hu rak l'chachila, if a person just pauses, even if you pause yoser mikdei dibor, more than that 1.4 seconds or whatever it is, the halacha is you're not supposed to do that, but if you did do that, you don't need to recite a new bracha. B'diavad afiyu shal har yoser mikdei dibor ein tzarech lachzor levarech. Kol shel osiach bein tayim. The halacha is, similarly, you're supposed to make a bracha over la'asiyasa, and the Mishnah Berurah points out, you should make a bracha on your food immediately prior to eating whatever food you're going to have. So he gives an example, if you have a nut, if you're going to say a bracha on that nut, you should crack it open before you say the bracha, because the act of cracking is a hafsik, it'll be an interruption. So a modern day example, open up the package of potato chips before you're going to make the bracha of the Hadamah. Making the bracha of Hadamah and then opening the potato chip bag is a hafsik, it's an interruption. You shouldn't do that. The Mechaber just continues a couple other halachas that we've seen relevant to brachas in general. The halacha is you should tzarech lashmi'a la'aznav, when you recite a bracha, it should be audible to your ears. If it's not that loud, uvelach yotz b'sasav, as long as your lips are moving, your mouth, something came out of your mouth, that's okay. We've seen also, the Mechaber just reminds us, nemarim mechalashon, you can recite a bracha in any language. If you're not comfortable in Hebrew, recite your brachas in English, that's fine, l'chachila, you can do that. And finally, it's a halacha that comes up a lot when it comes, it's not so relevant, but it can come up, and it's relevant to all prayer, davening, and saying Kriya Shema, lo yivarech aroma, a person can't recite a bracha naked. That means you can't see your erva, your nakedness, even if you can't see it, but there's nothing being mafsik min libo la erva, if there's nothing between your heart and your erva, that's a problem, so that's why you need to wear a belt. And those are general halachas that are relevant to all brachas, not just achila. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.